Convincing teenagers to go to college might be easy compared to getting someone like their parents to enroll. Tennessee has already made community college free for graduating high school students. Now the state is trying to do the same thing with adults, effectively waiving tuition for most Tennesseans who want to pursue a two-year degree. WPLN's Emily Siner reports on the unique hurdles of going back to school later in life.
The first day of college is daunting anyway, but Michelle Griffith felt especially out of place. It was August 2015. She walked into the sleek, glass-paneled atrium of Motlow State Community College in Smyrna.
There was an entire lobby full of traditional students, and having to walk through them was hugely intimidating. I just pretended I knew what I was doing.
Griffith is 54, old enough to be the mother of some of her classmates, and she sometimes sounds like one.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Test today?
No.
Oh, good.
Griffith says growing up, she always planned to be a traditional student. But when she got married right after high school, that changed.
Babies came quickly and school got farther and farther away.
Instead, she was busy raising kids, working, and eventually putting them through school. Then her husband died 4 years ago. And with her children grown, she realized she needed to figure out what to do next.
And I kept thinking, school, that's what I want to do. I figured, why not do it now? At least attempt it. If it didn't work out, you know, I could always say, well, at least I tried.
Governor Bill Haslam has long preached the importance of getting adults back to school. He says it's the only way that more than half of Tennesseans will obtain higher education credentials, one of his top goals as governor. But because of an improving job market, adult enrollment has been declining steadily ever since he took office. Hence his newest education idea, the Tennessee Reconnect Grant.
I am proposing that Tennessee become the first state in the nation to offer all adults access to community college free of tuition and fees.
The state has already been piloting a version of Reconnect, though it's only for adults who started college and then dropped out. Community colleges complained that the requirements were too stringent. So the new Reconnect is much simpler. If you don't have a degree and you want one, your tuition is free. This should get adults thinking about college more seriously, says Angela Boatman. She's a higher ed professor at Vanderbilt.
Many adults, we know from research, cite finances as the primary obstacle to why they're not returning to school.
The interesting thing is many already do qualify for free tuition through federal financial aid programs because of their income. So for them, Tennessee Reconnect won't have to pitch in anything. The state dollars, which come from lottery proceeds, will primarily go toward people who make more money. It's a little counterintuitive, but Boatman says guaranteeing free tuition across the board is a much more powerful message.
You know, the trade-off is you have people that are able to use this program for whom may have been able to pay some for college, but I would imagine that trade-off is worth it if you reach more students as a result of the messaging.
The question then is, how do you get that messaging out? Allison Barton oversees adult learners at Motlow State and says reaching them is much harder than reaching teenagers, like they've done with the free community college program for graduating high schoolers. Teens are basically a captive audience at school, but adults?
This is just kind of you're throwing out a giant fishnet and hoping they all, you know, come in.
The state doesn't have specifics yet on how it will market Reconnect, although it says it's been working with business groups to get the word out, and community colleges are planning to contact former students who've dropped out. So rounding up adults is one extra challenge, but another is getting them through the program. Barton says they often have more life factors to balance.
They may have a schedule change at work and they can't get a sitter or whatever it may be. So the progression rate really is not very high.
Only about a third of adults who go to community college finish school. And that number is even lower if they go back part-time, which Tennessee Reconnect allows them to do. The state argues that flexibility is necessary, and the program requires continuous enrollment. So to keep the funding, they have to keep going. Michelle Griffith at Motlow State says that's a serious motivator.
When you don't have to worry about the money, it's huge in encouraging you to keep at it. Yes, I can do this because all I have to give up is a little time.
To Griffith's surprise, when she enrolled 2 years ago, she qualified for a full federal grant, like many adult students will under Reconnect. She's now a year away from her degree and has been encouraging friends to follow her lead. Some are considering it, she says, but she thinks the free guarantee would get them to commit. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.